As a young boy growing up in the 70s, I would often dream about the mostly unknown future, but there was one thing I was sure I could count on. The future would bring with it some form of mind-blowing transportation. After all, as a nation, we seemingly woke up one day and decided to conquer the moon. The moon! And 7 short years later, we were there. The die was seemingly cast. We were to be explorers. But then something happened, a topsy-turvy Planet of the Apes-like switcheroo. It's 40 years later now, and along the way, someone had the bright idea that instead of bringing us to whatever part of the world we'd choose, the future would bring the virtual world to us, wherever we were. My world delivered. And instead of jetpacks or personal spaceships or hovercrafts, we now have cell phones, PDAs, and iPods. Would I trade my current ability to be a micronode in this multimedia informational web, injecting and siphoning tiny data streams anytime, anywhere, to anyone, for the ability to jetpack to Yosemite and chase the setting sun? Are you kidding me? The boy still very much alive in me feels cheated, big time. I flip through the local paper and see the latest gadget splash. 16 gigabytes instead of 8, a sleeker design, cooler gaming apps, but my thoughts drift inward to the dreams of my youth. I am Iron Man now, streaking impossibly towards a no longer distant mountain, wind shear-induced tears streaming down my face and neck. How much faster can this thing go? And just when I don't think it can get better, my heart flutters as I realize this is just one mountain, that I can veer off on a dime and head off to any destination I choose. An entire lifetime of exploring is mine. The world is my oyster. I snap back to reality, gaze back at the paper, and sigh. The future, it is clear, is still in the future. With a perspective, this is Rick Motimidi.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.